Today's program has been brought to you by Hearst Ranch, the nation's largest single-source supplier of free-range, all-natural, grass-fed, and grass-finished beef. For more information, visit HearstRanch.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit HeritageRadioNetwork.org for thousands more.
Hello, you are listening to a HeritageRadioNetwork.org special report on American Farmland Trust's 2013 No Farms, No Food Rally, coming up on March 13th at the state capitol in Albany. This is your host, Leah Eden. We have Lori Ten Eyck on the phone today. Hello, Lori, how are you doing?
Hi, Leah. I'm fine. Thank you.
Great. Glad to have you. And you are the Senior New York Project and Outreach Manager with the American Farmland Trust.
That's correct.
Great. Well, Lori, today we are going to be talking about the upcoming No Farms, No Food Rally. And for those who are participating or have heard of it, don't really know a lot about it, giving it some thought, they're kind of on the edge. We wanted to speak with you to give us a little background on, give us an overview of what is the rally, what does the day look like, and why have a rally like this at all? So if you can kind of first give us a sense, an overview of what is the No Farms, No Food Rally?
Okay. Well, the No Farms, No Food Rally is an event that we hold at the state capitol in Albany. The purpose of the event is to raise awareness among the state legislators about the importance of local farm and food systems, access to locally grown food, and the conservation of farmland that we need in order to produce the food, basically to protect farmland from being eaten up by suburban sprawl.
Right. And this is the third year that it's been going on. Is that right?
Actually, this is the fourth year.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
That this has been going on. And it's a combination of a rally and a lobby day. And what it is that we bring people who are concerned about farmland conservation and farm and food issues from across the state to the state capitol in Albany, where we set up meetings for them to talk to state legislators, where we advocate for funding for programs that conserve farmland and for legislation that makes locally grown food accessible to more people. And other legislation we're advocating for this year is to help beginning farmers get access to farmland. So basically what we try to do is bring people from the real world to Albany at the state capitol, which is sort of an insular world where the legislators and the governor work, to talk to them about how the real people are feeling about these issues and why people think these things are important. And, you know, it's really important for us to get regular folks down there to talk to the legislators because they tend to be kind of isolated in a lot of ways, working in Albany from their offices, from how people are feeling, you know, here and now about issues. Because right now, basically what happens is that in January, the governor introduces his executive budget proposal, where he says, these are the different programs that the state runs, and this is how much money I'm proposing should be spent on them. And the budget negotiations go on through April 1st. So right now, what's happening is that the Senate and the Assembly are looking at the governor's budget proposal, and they're coming up with ideas of their own where they would say maybe more money should be spent on something or less money, and or they support the amount that the governor's proposed. And for example, one of the main programs we're advocating on the funding side is the Farmland Protection Program, which is part of the Environmental Protection Fund. And the Farmland Protection Program is the governor's proposed spending $13 million on that, and that's an increase over last year, so we're in support of that. So the message we're carrying to the state legislators is that we would like them to support the governor's proposal. And then aside from the budget process, the legislative session goes on until June. So once the budget's approved, then they're going to take up pieces of legislation, and we have a couple of pieces of legislation that we are supporting. So we want to make the legislators aware of the legislation and ask for them to vote to pass it.
Right, and it's clear that there's a lot of essential conversations going on, and you know, I do think it is so important to get real voices into that dialogue. So, Lori, can you tell us a little bit about who these real folks, who these real people are that you have coming up to the state capitol? What kinds of people have attended the rally in the past? Are these experts in the world of food and farming, or give us a little examples of what kinds of people will be there?
Well, one of our goals, and we've been successful in the past, is combining a wide variety of different people from different walks of life to come together to talk about one thing, and that's the importance of local farms and food. So most of these people will not, you know, we do have a few people who are professional lobbyists, like Jeff Jones, who I know you've talked to, who work specifically on these issues. But basically we have people working in various fields or just regular citizens who are concerned about food issues coming. And we'll have farmers there. We will have people who are running farmers markets or shopping at farmers markets. We will have people who are trying to get healthy, locally grown food to feed to the underserved populations in the state. We'll have, you know, parents who are concerned about school food. We will have people who are environmentalists who are concerned about land conservation and protecting water. And those people may work for an environmental organization, or it just may be a, you know, personal concern of theirs. So it's a combination of everyday folks who are concerned with issues, ranging from farmland conservation to getting local foods to hungry people, to, you know, some people who are actually working for some organizations, nonprofits mostly, obviously, and they're advocating for, you know, the various causes that we're representing.
Right. And I think we want to make it clear with this conversation that the goal is to sort of demonstrate that voters care about these issues. And even if people who are coming to the rally aren't necessarily experts or know all the information, that's okay. Their presence is important. I would also recommend anyone listening to this podcast to tune in to our other podcast where we interviewed David Haidt, and he gave a really solid background on a lot of the different issues, and I think that would be helpful for people to be prepared as well.
And one thing people will see when they come to Albany is that the state legislators do spend a lot of time talking to professional people who are completely briefed on all of the facts and figures regarding a very narrow set of issues. And the purpose of a lobby day and a rally like this is to bring in the regular people who really represent the majority of the voters to talk directly to the legislators in a more general way about what is important to them. And, you know, some people might feel like they are nervous about going to lobby state legislators because they're not an expert or a lobbyist and they don't have the full range of details at their fingertips. But really, the legislators hearing from those kind of people all the time, what they really need to hear from are just the regular people who, you know, are concerned about their food that they eat, who are concerned about losing small and family-run farms, and who are concerned about suburban sprawl, who are concerned about feeding the hungry good food instead of the food that, you know, is being rejected by the supermarket. This is a forum for regular people to come, and we set everything up. You don't have to worry about setting up your appointments or finding your office where you're supposed to go. We take the whole group and we divide everybody into lobby teams, and each team will have a diversity on it representing the various issues that we're talking about. And each team will have a team leader who will be somebody, you know, like Jeff Jones or one of the other guys who works for an environmental group or maybe for the Farm Bureau, who's used to the Capitol and knows her way around. And they will take you, the group, and they will bring you directly to the offices because they know where everything is. And they'll get everybody in, and sort of everyone will introduce themselves and then talk about, you know, why they're there and why these issues are important to them. And then, you know, your lobby team leader will gather everybody up and bring it to your next meeting. Basically, there'll be four meetings for each lobby team, I'm estimating, at this point. So in the morning, you'll go to two different meetings, and then we'll have lunch, and actually the state comptroller is going to come down and talk to us, and then we'll go to a couple more meetings. So you'll be able to talk to a range of people Sometimes you talk directly to the legislator themselves, and sometimes you talk to their staff people. Either way is a great way to communicate the message.
Right. And you know, I'm looking here at the agenda and listening to you talk a little bit about what the day will look like, and it is a packed day. So in addition to those various lobbying meetings with different legislators, it also looks like there's a number of speakers. Can you tell participants or potential participants a little bit about who they're going to be hearing from that day and why?
Sure. Well, we're going to start off, you know, with a welcome from David Haight, who's our New York State director. And then in order to hold an event in the Capitol, in this case our event is in the legislative office building part of the Capitol, you have to have one of the assembly people or a senator sponsor your event and get you permission to have the event there. And our sponsor is Senator Patty Ritchie, who is actually a very important person for agriculture. She's the chairwoman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, and obviously she's interested in farm and food issues in an extreme way. And she's going to deliver a welcome. And then we're going to hear from Assemblyman Bill McGee, and he is the chairman of the Assembly Ag Committee. And so he's also a very important person. Now, it so happens that Senator Patty Ritchie has agreed to sponsor one of the bills that we're supporting, and she's going to talk about that. This is a bill that will hopefully get state institutions to keep track of how much food they're actually purchasing from New York State farms, as opposed to other places and around the country and the world, and lay the groundwork for increasing the amount of food that they're purchasing from New York State farms. And Assemblyman McGee is going to be sponsoring a bill that we're working on that will improve access to state-owned farmland for beginning farmers. So we'll hear from them, and then we're lucky enough to be joined by the commissioner of the New York State Department of Ag and Markets, Daryl Albertine, and he will probably talk for about 10 minutes about agriculture in New York State. And then we'll hear from Assemblywoman Crystal Peoples Stokes, who's the assembly sponsor of the bill about institutional procurement of New York State grown food. So we'll be talking a lot about legislation in the morning and about the state ag markets and how the sort of the state of agriculture across in New York. David will go over the policy priorities, and then we're going to hear from Jeff Jones, who's the lobbyist for the Land Trust Alliance, who will do a little coaching on how to talk to the legislators most effectively. Then we go for the legislative meetings, and then over lunch, we're asking people to bring their own lunch this year. We've had a heck of a time trying to arrange for a local foods lunch through Sodexo, which is a giant global corporation. And we've decided the easiest way is for everybody to just pack their own lunch made with local foods. So we'll be having some tables and chairs set up for people to eat. And the New York State Comptroller is going to join us. He's a huge champion of agriculture and local foods and farmers markets. And he's going to talk about the importance of all these things, the critical role they play in the state economy. Talk to us over lunch. And then we'll go to our afternoon meetings, and we'll have a short time to debrief at the end of the day.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you and your team have put together a really fantastic educational and effective day for everyone. And here at heritageradionetwork.org, we really recommend that everyone sign up for the rally. There is still room on the bus. You can still get up to Albany, to the state capitol. Lori, can you tell people how they can find out more information, either about the priorities, the rally, or how people can go about registering for the No Farms, No Food Rally Day?
Sure. You can register online. There's no cost to come to the rally. If you're going to be taking the bus, it is a cost of $20. The bus will be leaving from Union Square at 7 in the morning and then leaving Albany around 4 o'clock to go back to the city. There, if $20 is unaffordable for you, thanks to Slow Food New York City and Food Systems NYC, we have some bus scholarships available that are need-based, so you can find out about that online. To go and register for the rally or to look at the policy priorities and get all the information you might want to consider before making your decision of whether or not to join us, you can go to our website, which is www.farmland.org/New York, all one word, And when you get on that website, you'll see right at the top of the website, there's a section about the No Farms, No Food Rally. So you can click there, and then you will find the links to the policy priorities, to the agenda, and to the registration page. And if you would like to look, click on the links to the past years, you can see photographs and videos from the No Farms, No Food rallies over the past several years that'll give you a feel for what the event is like. Basically, it's really a lot of fun. It's really interesting to get down to the Capitol where you don't have to wander around by yourself, but you have people who know where they're going. You can see how the place works. You can see the state legislators. You can see the Senate chamber, the Assembly chamber. It's really, the Capitol is an amazing building, historic building. And it just gives you a great sense of how things in Albany work and how you can be a part of it. And it really does make a difference when you go down there and when you talk to people and share your views. Because otherwise, how are they going to know how people feel if we don't show up and tell them, right?
Right. I think that's a really powerful message. You know, when we spoke with Jeff Jones, he called it democracy in action.
Exactly.
Right. I think, you know, as citizens, we don't always get such a perfect opportunity to do that, to have our voices heard directly by people who are voting on the issues we care about. So Lori, thank you so much for giving us an overview of the No Farms, No Food rally. Again, we strongly urge anyone who's even thinking about it remotely, it's a fantastic opportunity. And clearly, as we've heard from Lori, you guys kind of make it easy, and no one will get lost. Everyone will know exactly what to do. So everyone come on out and register. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Leah.
Yep. You've been listening to a HeritageRadioNetwork.org special report on American Farmland Trust's 2013 No Farms, No Food Rally. Again, that'll be on March 13th up at the State Capitol in Albany. I will be there. Aaron, a bunch of our team here from Heritage Radio Network will be there. We hope to see you as well.